We somberly gather here at this Good Friday service to recall the passion and death of Christ. And there is really nothing more central to Christianity, to our faith, than these sacred Triduum days. In fact, all of reality, our lives, really hinge upon these great mysteries of our faith. These days are crucial to our lives as Catholics. And that word crucial, you know, comes from the Latin word crucis, which, yes, means cross. Good Friday is essential in a special way because it brings to the forefront who we are as fallen men and women. And here's a man who claimed to be God, who endured suffering from the very moment that he entered into this world, when as just an innocent child, his life was sought after, rejected by the world, rejected the comforts of the inn at Bethlehem, rejected the comforts of a world laid in a wooden manger, rejected and exiled to Egypt with Mary and Joseph, rejected and endured public condemnations, rejected and endured a guilty verdict, rejected and endured buffets and spitting, rejected and endured scorn and contempt, rejected even by, yes, his very closest friends. Here today, I think we are once again brought to the senses about the truth of ourselves. That just as through the wood of a tree, sin entered the world in a garden, so it is again through the wood of a tree that our salvation comes to be a reality for us. This is how far God has gone for us. This is why, yes, we call this awful, awful day good. And as our Lord was taken down from the cross and held in the arms of Mary, his mother, just as her gaze was focused down on her son, just as yesterday on Holy Thursday the eyes of the disciples were again focused down on our Lord, we see one striking fact about God. We see the awesome humility of God. This, yes, is a sorrowful, somber day. But like many good things in life, like the best things in life, the best things in life involve, yes, pain. Sometimes the best things in life involve suffering. And the best gift that we could possibly be given, yes, involved pain and suffering. But we call this day good because as Christians, because of this day, you and I live in hope of the resurrection on Sunday.